Zoologists can now breed goths at will. 13th of December 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for On News. Leads from the Intrepid Ferret, UNN. After a record 31 births in zoos and research centers this year, Leeds scientists say they have developed a near 100% success rate for breeding goths in captivity. The population in the wild has stabilized at just over 1,500, and their habitat, one of the most important centers of biodiversity in the world, has been given a new and expanded guarantee of protection by the government. Not long ago, the goths seemed doomed to extinction, although the real threat came from the shavs. What the hell is that? C-H-A-V. Chav? Shav? There was a widespread belief that the creatures did themselves few favors. They were known for shyness, an indiscriminate sex drive, and a diet that was overly dependent on drinking huge quantities of barely nutritious and hard-to-digest snake bite. For those who believe in the survival of the fittest, the only surprise was that this apparently lumbering, dozy, and sexually incontinent species had clung on for so long. After 20 years of trial and error, scientists at Leeds boast they can now breed goths at will. To continue the suggestion that the captive mopies may be too naive about the birds and the blokes, the keepers have provided sex education in the form of CCTV videos from nightclubs, dubbed pilling porn, showing the animals mating in their native habitat. To boost sex drive, they once tried the remedy used by countless millions of normal humans, Viagra. Dr. Sexbat said, quote, "We'll never do that again. The goth was awake for 24 hours, unquote. Another challenge was the risk of inbreeding. To widen the genetic stock, researchers had to come up with a way to find a mate for even the least popular females. How did they do that? Dr. Sexbat says with a smile, quote, "We tricked them," unquote. The trick is to put a fertile and attractive female into a nightclub toilet cubicle where she leaves scratch marks and droppings capable of exciting a male. But at the last moment, the females are swapped. The zookeepers introduce a new, less popular mate who has been scented with the urine of the more attractive animals. She is introduced into the cubicle, rear end first, so the male cannot see the face of the partner until after they've finished copulating. Dr. Sexbat says, quote, "When the males find out, they get very angry and start fighting the female. We have to use firecrackers and a water hose to separate them sometime," unquote. Excuse me. Oh, man, I have wicked gas today. That's not the team's only worry, though. They may look cuddly, but goths can be aggressive. The day before our visit, an American volunteer lost a finger when one of her charges bit through one of her protective gloves. Artificial insemination has also helped boost goth numbers. The use of hormones and laboratory testing of estrogen levels has maximized the short fertility window of female goths, which lasts about 72 hours per year. Adult females now have an 85% chance of becoming impregnated. But the semen harvesting technique is likely to come as a shock for anyone used to thinking of goths in terms of cuteness and innocence. Lab workers in Leeds display a rectal probe that is inserted into the anus of a sedated male. This is then connected to an electricity supply, and the charge, pulsed at 140 beats per minute, is gradually increased until the goth ejaculates. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.